You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Recorded in Chicago, Illinois, with your hosts, Ken, Matt, Neil, and Jeff, this is Triviality.
Hello and welcome to Triviality, the game where a lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge. I'm here for a trick-or-treat bonus.
I'm holding my bag open here. What are you going to throw in there, Jeff?
Well, we've got a nice set of questions brought to us by our guest host, which we'll get to in just a moment. But joining me in studio are Ken and Neil. How are you gentlemen doing?
Good. I have a giant prosciutto to give you for Halloween.
I'm a little distressed by Jeff's white van that he rolled up in today with his candy.
Yeah, it says candy, the number four, and then K-I-D-Z, candy for kids.
That's disturbing.
Yeah, so it's definitely a trick-or-treat episode. We're in masks here like we have been. I was just thinking about it today. It's been 7 months, I think, since the pandemic, right?
Yeah, and,
maybe a month and a half, 2 months in studio with masks.
I've been having a great time.
Yeah, just a jolly old time. Pretty crazy it's been this long. But Matt, in that time, moved to LA, moved back here, had an entire life, moved all the way back to LA. So how are you, Matt?
I'm doing good. I was going to say my costume is a silent film actor so far. They haven't said anything, but...
He's that guy from The Artist.
John? Yeah.
Yeah. Things are going well over here.
Good.
90 degrees still. Gotta love LA in October.
And Matt, you're a kind of a basketball guy. Have you been watching the NBA Finals? Is it pretty crazy in LA because of the Lakers?
Got my Jimmy Butler jersey on, ready for whoever won the game tonight. I don't know who won, but we'll insert the result here, I guess.
Yeah. Now, Matt, as a Midwest emo superstar, I would think that you're kind of missing the fall weather, right?
I miss my hoodies. I open my closet and I look at them for 15, 20 seconds and I say, not today, boys, and I walk away. So,
right, well,
I'll have February for that, apparently.
I will drive down to Bloomington and go cry in front of the American Football House in honor of you, Matt.
That's
nice of you. Nice of you, Ken. So, Jeff, do you want to introduce our special guest today?
Yes, joining us on our, well, it's not really a trick. Kind of everybody needs double treats this year. So, joining us on our treat or treat bonus is going to be Patreon supporter, Oakland 5.
Oakland 5, yes.
Ooh, Oakland 5 supporter. Nice. Getting those bonus episodes. Alex Croninger. How are you doing,
Hello.
Alex?
Hello.
I think I said that right. It only took me like 12 times.
Yep.
In fact, I was so afraid of it, I
nailed it.
Flubbed the thing and went back to Patreon. So.
Did it perfectly.
Now, Alex has been playing email tag with us for a long time. Our schedules haven't aligned all that well, but they definitely did this month. And Alex, I know you've been doing a little bit of travel, if you want to talk about that. And just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, yeah, my name is Alex. I live in a suburb outside of Atlanta, but I'm from Birmingham, Alabama. And I was there for the weekend. I went for my niece's fourth birthday. So today I got to drive back through hurricane rains with my girlfriend and my two golden doodles in the truck. So I had a very fun drive, but glad to be back here in Atlanta where it is rainy and ugly, but looking forward to doing a Triviality episode.
Good. Glad you had a safe drive.
Yeah. And what are the names of the golden doodles?
Peanut and Linus, named after the Charlie Brown's gang.
Oh, adorable. That's really cute. Yeah. Raining and ugly, I think, is how the local media is describing the Atlanta Falcons this year, unfortunately.
Today was an ugly day for the Falcons. Yeah. I am a Titans fan, and it may be a worse day for the Titans. I don't think they will play at all this week, but we will see.
Yeah, when your whole team gets COVID, it's hard to take the field.
Not optimal. Not what you strive for.
You know who handled it perfectly, though?
The NBA.
NHL.
Not the NHL. Well, that's the thing. I mean, you know, just throw everyone in a bubble, right? Everyone should be a bubble boy.
In Canada.
Yeah. So, Alex, you wrote some questions. I remember you reached out a while back, kind of giving the questions for free, but we actually all in studio, in the show, I should say, quote unquote, we refused to look at them because we wanted to make sure if we ever had you on that you could read them for us. But you put together a bunch of different questions. Is that right?
I did. Yep. It's kind of a mixed bag of questions. It's going to be primarily pop culture, a little bit of sports, a little bit of history, a little bit of here and there. Kind of just random things that I came up with over time as I just kind of slowly jotted down a question every now and then until I eventually had a full list along of questions.
Cool. So we got Neil for the pop culture, Matt for the sports, Jeff for the history, and me for the here and there.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah,
there you go. Well, yeah, take it away. We're excited to hang out and play.
All right. Well, let's get started. So for the first question, on Spotify's top 100 most streamed songs list, 99 of the songs were released in 2011 or after. However, there is one song that was released in 1975 that is number two on the list. What is that song?
Number two.
Wow.
This is the current 100?
Yep. Did I say number two? I meant number 32.
Oh, number 32.
So not
1975.
I think it's that Fleetwood Mac song because of the guy on the longboard who drinks juice.
Oh, is that what is that song? Eagle? No, not Eagles.
Wait, I'm sorry. Give me any of the lyrics.
It's
I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
Dreams.
And it's not the chorus that plays. Sorry.
Dreams, that's it.
Okay, unfortunately, Dreams is not the answer. Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen is
still
the answer.
Probably because of the film. I bet it just like went up in popularity. Yeah. I mean, that's, I guess you have Wayne's World.
It's 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. That's, yeah. I mean, it's a good song though. I don't know. Yeah.
All right.
So Dreams, that guy with the TikTok.
The cranberry juice.
Yeah. Guy. Ocean Spray bought him a truck.
Yeah. Filled
with cranberry juice. Yeah. And then I think the best video was Mick Fleetwood did a version of the video on his own skateboard, which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
There's a Mr. Sub version where a guy's eating a Mr. Sub while listening to the song. Also very good.
Oh yeah, that's a local sub place for anyone not from Illinois. I don't think it's anywhere else, but
it's nice to see that one of these viral videos actually like improved a person's life who just seems like a pretty good guy, you know.
He definitely has a lot of cranberry juice now.
Yeah, that's for sure.
He's good for a while.
All right, moving on. So the song Bohemian Rhapsody, the song Hey Jude by the Beatles, the song Tiny Dancer by Elton John, Perfect Day by Lou Reed, and many other songs all share one thing in common. What is the string that ties all of these songs together? And also Lady Stardust by David Bowie.
What about their length, maybe? They're the longer songs that made the...
Yeah, it's...
Because Bohemian Rhapsody is long. Tiny Dancer is long. I don't really know the other ones.
Well,
Hey Jude is long.
A lot of them have like... not words necessarily, but like tone, like na 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 na, like that, and Hey Jude, and then Bohemian, or does that Bohemian Rhapsody not have words? It just has like blah 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 blah. You know what I'm saying?
I think you're on the wrong track.
Okay,
I think it's got to do with their length.
Their length. Mm-hmm. I guess they are long songs. Yeah, Matt, what do you think?
I was thinking, were they? I know two of them were in Almost Famous, I believe. I don't know if they were all in it. No. I don't think so, though. That's what I was thinking.
I don't think so. I think it's the length of the songs.
I guess
longest songs to reach number one on the charts or something like that.
I can't narrow it down, but I think that's what it is.
That's kind of where you're zeroing in on.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm good with that then.
Well, if I emphasized what is the string that ties all of these songs together, all of these songs were recorded on the same piano at the same studio.
Oh.
Ooh. Okay.
That's cool.
Wow, that's a pretty eclectic list there. Yeah,
reputable piano.
Wow,
it is. I think it's at Trinity Recording Studios in Britain.
Okay,
It was Jane Campion's the piano.
Another deep film reference.
Another deep.
I found
film
that
reference.
Film very erotic.
Yeah, it is
the piano.
Harvey Keitel.
What? Now that is a soundbite you should take and save just to use to embarrass Jeff a little bit.
I find that very erotic.
Oh my God.
There's no Harvey Keitel full frontal. I don't want to see the movie.
How do you feel about Harvey Keitel, Alex?
I don't know who Harvey Keitel is, to be honest with you. Yeah.
Well, it's probably for the best.
Right? He's the wolf?
He is the wolf, yep. The wolf. And he's the bad lieutenant, which Ken's referencing his full frontal right there.
And the piano.
And the piano.
Question 3. What is the title of the first book published by Dr. Seuss?
Ooh.
One of those, you either know it or you don't.
Yeah. Is this, oh man, maybe Green Eggs and Ham? Is that?
I think he's starting.
Lorax.
I think he's starting off with a little less whimsy. So Cat maybe it's hat. Like, the places you'll go.
I was thinking that too.
And then he just gets more insane as you go.
Because like along. Once you graduate, you're like, oh, all the places you'll go, it's happy, and then everything just goes downhill.
Right. And then you're the Lorax, and the society's falling apart.
I like that answer because you're right. I mean, Ken, I think he started with a little less whimsy.
Yeah.
Old, Dr. Seuss. Yeah, I'm fine with that. All the places you'll go.
All right. Well, that would actually be 1931's A Pocket Full of Boners.
Oh.
What? Wait,
Pocket Full of Boners.
Oh, I thought I heard that wrong.
No. So in old timey speak, a boner is like when you
like something a joke
up.
Or like a gaff mistake. Almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny because I mentioned during our recording today that trying to get over this concussion, I watched a little bit of Hubie Halloween, Adam Sandler saying, and in that movie, his mom tells him that a boner is a mistake, and he keeps saying, like, I had a boner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So that is actually where this question just came from.
Is it really?
I also watched Hubie Halloween and looked that up and looked up the origins of the word boner.
Wow.
There's actually, like, old Batman comics where Joker is saying, like, I'm going to pull the biggest boner of them all. And it's like really like the way he's saying it is just working out perfectly for the modern context.
That's so interesting. Okay.
So A Pocket Full of Boners came out in 1931. Was this before or after Adolf Hitler was appointed chancellor of the Nazi Party and gained power of Germany?
Well, that's up to Jeff.
I think, wasn't it like 34, 35 that he took power?
Might even be earlier. I'm thinking 32 for some reason. But I'll leave it to Jeff. I don't know.
I think it was after. I think it was about 33 that he was chancellor.
So we all have different year, but it's always after.
I think
31.
So.
Okay. So we're saying after.
And Jeff hit the nail on the head. It is 1933 that Hitler came to power.
Nice.
I thought Jeff would know that.
Yeah.
It's good with history.
Yeah. I was like, as a kid, I was like super into World War II because I was like, How did this happen?
Yeah.
Like, how did
and
the
now
world
we know.
Turn against itself? And it's like, oh, yeah, it's actually super easy.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I got to have my one per episode. I'm contractually obligated.
All right.
So from 10 years old to 30 years old, next to the toilet are World War II books. And then once you're over 55, then it's Civil War books, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Ken Burns then becomes
and
my best friend.
And then over 60, submarine stuff.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, moving on. Question number 5. In World War II, the Office of Price Administration set limits on many items to save for the war effort. To save on gasoline and tires, what nationwide law did the Office of Price Administration enforce on vehicular traffic in the United States?
I think this is the national speed limit, wasn't it? I think they set like the highway's speed limit to,
really?
to conserve gas and to
I'm
reduce
cool
wear
that.
And tear on tires.
Hmm.
That makes sense. I've never heard of it, but your logic sounds good.
We'll go for it.
That logic is exactly correct. There was a national speed limit of 35 set everywhere.
Hmm. Whoa.
I'd be speeding all the time.
I would be speeding everywhere. Having driven to and from Alabama from Atlanta today, I can tell you that I certainly would not have driven 35 the whole way.
You'd still be driving.
I would still be driving. Today, the U.S. certainly does not have a 35 mile per hour speed limit. However, we do have speed limits, which often get broken during police car chases. Police car chases often end in a pit maneuver. The PIT in pit maneuver is actually an acronym. What does it stand for?
So I think I know what it is.
Pinch?
Yeah, I think it's there's two answers I have. Usually with high speed chases, the police either throw down the blades or the jaws,
whatever. Like strips.
Yeah, thank you. The strips. Mm-hmm. But I think the other maneuver I always know that they use is they pinch or they hit a tiny bit of the rear bumper on a car so that it spins. So it
spins, right.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say that in pit form though.
Like oh man. Yeah. What would the T stand for? Traction? No.
I don't know what any of them stand for.
Yeah, yeah. I can't figure it out either. But yeah, they pull up right alongside. They
pinch,
they
push. Intercept, and trash. I don't know.
Yeah.
They really do wreck a lot of vehicles.
Apparently, that's fatal a lot of the time. So there's a movement to stop that kind of thing. But yeah, we don't know this time.
Okay, that would be the pursuit intervention technique. Oh. Is to maneuver.
Okay. Hmm.
Trying to intervene in a pursuit.
It's kind of insane that we just let them do that with our taxpayer dollars.
To just trash the cars.
Trash vehicles. Yeah. And like in the UK, they get a bunch of cops and then that one pulls in front, one pulls alongside, one pulls behind, and they just slowly slow down.
Yeah, that seems to make sense.
So they can kind of force them off the road. But
wah wah.
Moving on. Speaking of highly televised police chases. Probably the most famous in everyone's memory is O.J. O.J. is famous for winning the Heisman. Can you name two of the last five Heisman Award winners?
No.
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Kyler Murray is one of them.
Yeah, the Cardinals, sure. Right? I mean, Baker Mayfield won. I don't know how long he's been in the league, though.
Baker Mayfield, I think that was 15 or 16, so I think that's one of them, too. So I think
you've got
Baker
two
Mayfield.
Of them. How many of them can you get?
Jameis won, didn't he? Was that in 15?
That's before.
That was before. That'd be 2013.
Oh, 13. Yeah. Holy cow. That was a long time ago. Who's the running back on the Titans who's from Alabama?
Murray, right?
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry. I think he won the Heisman.
Derrick Henry is a third one for you.
Who won last year? I think it was a quarterback. I can't remember.
Quarterback. Oh, it wasn't the kid from the Chargers.
Tua won, right?
Tua did not win. I think Tua came in second.
Same with McCaffrey came in second for the Heisman.
All right, so who are the other two?
You had Joe Burrow from LSU last year. And then Lamar Jackson from Louisville in 2016.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of quarterbacks.
That year they were like putting up like 70 and 5 on people and just dunking like crazy.
It's like 90% quarterbacks. You have to really kind of do something special to win.
You've
got to
be a really good kicker.
For for Alex's enjoyment, my favorite Heisman Trophy winner was Eddie George.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you, as a Tennessee Titans and an Auburn Tigers fan, it hurts me to cheer for Derrick Henry at the Titans now. I absolutely love him. And 5 years ago, I absolutely despised him.
Yeah, so did I. As a Michigan State fan, I watched him destroy us in the Cotton Bowl. So
I watched him run over us year after year, and now I get to cheer for him running over people. All right. So the pit maneuver is one example of an acronym. But another example of an acronym is YOLO, which took the world by storm in the early 2010s. In 2013, what trio released a song titled YOLO, taking a different approach to the word?
That's featuring, who was on that? I can't remember.
I actually have written here for 3 points each, name the Grammy Award winning singer and Grammy Award winning rapper who were also featured on the comedy song.
I think it was Lonely Island, right?
Yeah, it's Kendrick Lamar and a guy from Maroon 5.
Oh, what's Adam Levine.
Adam Levine, YOLO.
That is correct, and all bonus points awarded. It is The Lonely Island featuring Kendrick Lamar and Adam Levine.
That is correct. Yeah. All bonus points awarded, and may God still have mercy on your soul.
Yeah.
Okay.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. On our show, we help listeners like you make the most of your finances. I sit down with NerdWallet's team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. We answer your real-world money questions and break down the latest personal finance news. The nerds will give you the clarity you need by cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. We don't promote get-rich-quick schemes or hype unrealistic side hustles. Instead, we offer practical knowledge that you can apply in your everyday life. You'll learn about strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. And you'll walk away with the confidence you need to ensure that your money is always working as hard as you are. So turn to the nerds to answer your real-world money questions and get insights that can help you make the smartest financial decisions for your life. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Many people like to get bad tattoos. I personally know someone that got YOLO tattooed on their body. In 2019, Ariana Grande got a tattoo on her hand in Japanese that was supposed to say the name of her hit song, Seven Rings. Unfortunately, the meaning got lost in translation, and what tattoo did she actually receive?
Yeah, this is
what
my,
is the translation of the tattoo Ariana Grande actually got?
This is my area.
I'm trying to remember. Do you know this one?
Yeah. I thought it was Roger and Hammerstein's hit.
Yeah, Seven Rings, yeah. They definitely use that in there. And then also, that's Boyfriend. I was going to say that she uses NSYNC. I don't know. I remember hearing this. I just can't pull it off the top of my head.
I was just thinking of her tattoo that she got with Pete Davidson. Didn't they get matching tattoos?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, he got he got the bunny ears behind his ear for right. her, and I think he tattooed over it. I don't know. What is it, Ken?
I think she's a big fan of cookouts, actually, because it says Japanese barbecue.
That is exactly correct. So it originally said barbecue grill, and she went back and got it fixed, and now it says Japanese barbecue finger.
Oh, my God. Talk about a spooky treat, right, for October.
She should have asked you first. You could have proofread her tattoo for her.
He wouldn't have made any corrections.
But I can't actually read the kanji. So.
All right. Although they don't have barbecue grills, according to Wikipedia, Subway is the restaurant with the largest number of locations globally. Based on their number of 2019 number of stores, if you were to eat at Subway for 3 meals a day, every single day, how many years would it take you to eat at every single Subway?
What a sad quest.
Within 5 years in either direction, I'll give you a guess.
I believe it's achievable in a lifetime.
So you're saying eat at 3 separate Subways a day. How many years to get through all of them?
That's
so you
correct.
can get through 900, approximately what, close to 1,000 Subways in a year, right?
Roughly
so
let's
round to yeah. roughly 1,000 per year.
I think
year.
There's like 10 to 15,000 Subways.
Yeah,
I
thought
that
was closer
amount.
To 20, but...
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then let's do the difference then. So if there's
18
like
years?
18 years. So 18 years.
You eat Subway 3 times a day until you become a legal adult.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You will have a very sad life for 18 years. But unfortunately, it would take you 37.9 years, almost 38 years, to eat at all 41,512 Subway restaurants.
Wow. 41,000.
I wonder if the international Subways have like interesting menu items.
Probably.
I'm sure they do.
A lot of those other fast food joints seem to do that. Like I know Jeffrey Sigurton visits a lot of different McDonald's around the world or other places, and they seem to have like nicer menu items.
For the next question, we'll have a very unconventional question that's kind of a swing round type question.
Okay.
For the 2020 season, there were 11 types of Girl Scout cookies for sale. Can you name all 11 cookies? I will say before we start, there are some regional differences. So some cookies may have two names. I will accept either name for credit.
Okay. That's standing. This is serious.
So
yeah, well, no, I have a leg cramp and I'm really dying.
Samosas.
I'll be standing.
Samosas?
Samoan.
Samoas.
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 Samosas are Indian dumplings,
yes.
Right? Samoas.
That's one.
Hopalongs.
Tagalongs.
Tagalongs. Hopalong is an indie punk band.
Yep.
Thin Mint.
No, I was going to say Ken would say Thin Lizzy, and I'm like, no, Thin Mints.
Dosey Doze.
Is that a cookie? What is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh. It is.
They have the lemon, what's the lemon one?
Oh, that's the, I know there's the shortbread. Is that?
There's shortbread.
Yeah.
They have a s'mores cookie. They have.
So what's the peanut butter one really called?
Peanut butter patties? I think it used to be
thought those were the Do-Si-Dos, but I can't remember.
You mean the peanut butter covered in chocolate?
No.
Those ones are Do-Si-Dos, I know.
No, oh, the peanut butter sandwich. Those have a special name.
I thought those were the tagalongs.
Tagalongs are peanut or chocolate, and then inside is peanut butter. Those are my favorite.
Okay.
Fun fact, some Thin Mints are vegan. Not all,
but
depends what factory they come from.
Oh, that's interesting.
Lemon Sunrise? Lemon Smiles? What?
Lemon Kiss? Lemon Bar?
I can't remember what that one's called.
You're very close.
The Lemon Law?
Lemon Party?
Say that!
That's one of my favorite jokes in 30 Rock, by the way.
All right, so we got Samoas.
Yeah.
Tagalongs, Thin Mints, Do-Si-Dos, Shortbread, S'mores, and Lemon Party.
How many of those are right? Six, right?
All of those are right. All six of those are correct.
Yeah.
Including Lemon Party?
No.
That's not the name, but he knows what we're talking about.
You're very close on the lemons. There's actually two lemon cookies now. There are the Lemon Ups and the Lemonades,
which are
the exact same cookies, except for the Lemon Ups have inspirational messages on them.
What? I'm trying to remember what else I bought over the years.
I'm tapped out on this category.
There's those the shortbread ones with the fudge on the other side. Aren't those a different one?
Oh, like the black and white cookies?
No, they look like a graham cracker, and they have chocolate on the other side. I think they have like animal pictures on them, but I can't remember what they are.
I remember you're describing are the Thanks a Lot, and the last two remaining are the Toffee-tastic and the caramel chocolate chip.
Okay.
Do any of these have oatmeal? Oatmeal type cookies?
Not anymore.
I don't think so. At least not currently.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
I'm an old man and I like oatmeal cookies.
So do I. Oatmeal chocolate chip is one of my absolute favorites.
Okay. William Marston, also known as Charles Marston, is known for creating an early prototype for the lie detector. He is even more well known for helping to create what well-known superhero?
I know this one.
Really?
Yeah. I'll let you guys talk it out.
Is there some kind of link between those two accomplishments, or is it just coincidence?
No, I mean, it's definitely, it influenced his work.
Oh. I think I know then.
A superhero that could never lie?
Would this be related to like a Bob Kane sort of?
Mm-mm.
No?
Nope.
Hmm.
I will say there is some history.
I thought it was the world's greatest detective.
No. There is some history there with there's a film about it, about him, and then also his proclivity of I don't even know what you'd call it, the binding, tying people up, I guess, fetish, and also like his relationships in life that affected his art. So the character, all I'll say is the character had some sort of binding in their quest for truth.
Oh,
it's Wonder yep. Woman, right?
Wonder Woman, yeah.
Yep.
Wonder Woman is correct.
Lasso of Truth.
She had the lasso of truth that worked like a lie detector.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So currently, Gal Gadot is currently, well, I actually have no idea how you say her name. Is Gal Gadot correct?
I think that's correct. Gadot. I think it's Gadot. I think it's Gadot. I think. I'm almost positive.
I don't think the T is silent, that's for sure.
No, it's more like Gadot, I think. Like with like a D-ish sound.
I think Gal Gadot is close enough.
Hmm.
Gadot. Gal is well known for playing Wonder Woman. What movie franchise did she originally make her U.S. Hollywood debut in? Just need the franchise. I don't need which exact movie.
Well, I think I know what franchise this is going to be in.
Really?
Yeah.
Cliffhanger?
No,
not Cliffhanger.
let me fix that car up for you.
My voice is really weird. It's been going southern today for some reason. But anyway.
Is that Vin Diesel?
Yeah, I have a new hit song out. You should hear. It was on.
That's not a good Vin Diesel impression.
It's not.
Sounds like Sly.
Let me take a look at you.
Yeah, it does sound like. Actually.
Oh, yo, Adrian, let me take a look at you.
I think it's Fast and the Furious. She played the thief. I don't even know if she was an assassin, but That'd be my guess.
Okay. I think you're right.
About cars. I do.
Yeah, they were about cars, and then they were about heists, and then they were about
drifting.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
That is correct. She is from the Fast and the Furious franchise.
Never do a Vin Diesel impression again.
I thought it, in my head, it sounded like it would come out better, but it didn't.
If the Pirates of the Caribbean followed the same naming convention as the Fast and the Furious franchise, what would be the name of the fifth Pirates of the Caribbean movie? For example, as known on a Triviality episode, the second movie would have been Two Pirates, Two Caribbean.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, that's a great reference there to the old episode.
That's the first old one.
So let's do this. So Pirates of the Caribbean is number one.
Yeah.
That's what Ken's here for. He actually knows the titles of these movies.
Two Pirates, Two Caribbean.
Yep. The third one is Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift.
You'd have Pirates of the Caribbean Tokyo Drift.
Yeah. Pirates.
That Tokyo might be a Drift. Great movie.
Or conversely, Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, the fourth one is just The Fast and the Furious.
The Fast and Furious.
Or The Fast and Furious.
So
yeah.
Pirates. Caribbean Pirates.
Well, yeah, because the fifth one is just Fast Five.
Right.
Which is the best one.
So it'd be Pirate Five.
Pirates Five.
Or Caribbean Five.
Yeah. Pirate Five, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be Pirate Five.
Now, a Pirate Five, is that when two hook hands clink together?
All right. Next.
All right. Speaking of bad or maybe bad movie franchises, the third movie in the Bad Boys trilogy starring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence came out this year. Although he didn't direct this new 2020 movie, which director had their major motion picture directorial debut in 1995 with the first Bad Boys movie?
Yeah, I think we all know this one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be...
Hold on, let me swing the camera around you in a circular motion.
Oh, yeah.
Release the Doves, right? Is that this guy?
Nope. Different reference. That's John Woo. This would be
make a John Woo joke.
This would be swinging camera into explosions.
Michael Bay.
Sitting on the Michael Bay.
Mike Bay
is.
Sitting
on the dock of the Mike Bay. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah. Ken calls him Mike Bay, though, because he knows him personally.
Yeah. And shout out to Brian Smaller, who colored.
Yeah, he did portions of Bad Boys 3. Yeah.
Yeah.
How crazy is it that Bad Boys 3 was released this year? It seems like it was 5 years ago. And if there were going to be Oscars this year, which there probably won't be, that would be one of the movies up for the awards.
Would it be?
Yeah.
They've got not Bad enough Boys? Films.
Three? Well, I mean, I don't think it's going to get nominated, but of the limited number of films that actually went
There's
to theaters.
There's only been five movies, so they're all nominated.
What are you nominating this year?
Tenet.
Jeez. No, I haven't even
I really
seen
want to watch Tenet.
What would I nominate this year? I don't know. There's a lot of good...
All the good movies are streaming, and none of those count.
You all were correct. Michael Bay certainly directed the first Bad Boys movie. And speaking of Bad Boys, the TV show Cops premiered in 1989. What state was the first season held in? And I'll give you an extra bonus point if you can name the county.
No.
Okay, so the county clue leads me a couple places. I want to say it's Florida.
Broward County, Florida?
Broward County, where CSI Miami takes place. That would be my guess.
I have no idea.
Or that's Miami-Dade, isn't it?
Or I'm sorry, Miami-Dade County.
But Broward is like there.
Yeah. Actually, Miami-Dade County might be better because that's where CSI Miami takes place. I don't know. Those are my two guesses. Yeah.
Broward County is correct. Mm. Broward County, Florida was the first home of the Cops TV show. Although I don't have one in my hand right now, I'm a big bourbon drinker. So which single barrel bourbon is sold with eight different styles of horse and jockey bottle stopper? If you collect all eight, you can send them in and they'll mount them on a piece of one of their barrel staves. Hmm. So it's a bourbon that has a horse and jockey on top of the bottle.
Oh, it has a horse and jockey on the top. That's
kind of a little figurine, yes.
Is that Johnny Walker?
No.
Mm-mm.
That's a guy, Johnny Walkin.
It's old Johnny is walking across the street. Well, I'm just thinking of bourbon, like Bullet Bourbon, Maker's Mark. I don't know if that's bourbon, whiskey maybe.
Would there be a county play into this question at all?
Hmm. I don't think it's Jack Daniels, right?
I don't know on this one.
No, Jack doesn't come with anything on top. I think it's a fancy one. I don't think it's like a Glenfiddich, but something like that, but I'm not sure. So I'm the only drinker, and I drink bottom barrel little trash. So what's the answer?
It is a little bit of an upscale bourbon. This is Blanton's. Blanton's bourbon.
Hmm. You ever have a Blanton's?
I have had a Blanton's. No. I don't know.
Sounds good, though.
I like the collecting portion of it there. How about, Alex, what if we do a final three? Give us your final three, actually final four best questions. We'll each get one. If we can get it right individually, then we'll get our rings will illuminate like the Planeteers.
All right, last sports question, I swear. In 2020, Joe Burrow broke the NCAA record for most touchdowns thrown. In 2007, Tom Brady broke the NFL record for most touchdowns thrown. Interestingly, the players who received the record-breaking touchdowns are father and son. Can you name that father and son? The last name is acceptable, or just the name of the father, who is a NFL Hall of Famer?
I know this.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I think, I don't know if the son was drafted. I think he's still at the school, but I'm not sure. But I do know this one.
Yeah, his dad was in the stands cheering him on. It was quite the game.
His dad played basketball in high school with Jason Williams, White Chocolate. If that helps you, I don't think it does.
It won't help anybody.
I like, Jeff, if you want to take the reins on this one as one of the final questions, I have no idea.
Yeah, I believe this is former Viking Randy Moss.
That is exactly correct. It is Randy Moss and his son, Thaddeus Moss.
Played for LSU.
Hmm.
In quarantine, I've taken to playing a lot of Nintendo Switch. I've frequently been playing, and my girlfriend loves to play, Animal Crossing. So in Animal Crossing, players can invest in the stock market, which is the STALK market, a play on the common stock market. What vegetable is traded in the stock market for currency?
Oh, I know this
Asparagus?
One too.
Nope.
No.
Green beans? This was the source of a lot of anguish.
Oh. Then it's, what is it? Turnips.
Yeah. That is correct. Yeah. You wake up on Sunday mornings, you buy turnips, and you sell them throughout the week.
Was it Elijah Wood that was just like, somebody send me their information because I need to sell these turnips?
That's so funny.
Elijah Wood popping into people's villages.
Yeah.
Okay. If you were to list all of the U.S. states and territories by population, where would Puerto Rico fall?
I think I know.
And depending on which census you use, the answers may change. So I'll accept an answer within two of either of the 2010 or 2019 estimate.
I'm good.
Just you go. This is a Jeff question. So.
I think weirdly I've known the last two as well, but
that's because you're a smart guy.
Thank you. Puerto Rico has a population of about 3 million, and I believe that puts it, we got DC as well. I believe that puts it at 47.
So based on the numbers I'm looking at, Puerto Rico is the 28th most populous state territory from the 2010 census, or the 31st based on the 2019 estimate.
I'm sorry. I was thinking of DC. DC is like 47th or something like that.
Okay. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry. Mind flub.
That's all right.
The pressure was on.
All right. So yeah, one more for us.
One more. Coming full circle back to our first question about Dr. Seuss. What was the last book published by Dr. Seuss?
Jeez.
This one's all the places you'll go.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe it does.
It was heaven.
This one has the most whimsy, I would imagine, based on Ken's skill from earlier.
If it was Shel Silverstein, I would say this is where the life ends. But.
Yeah, I guess all the places you'll go, like as a swan song, like, hey, I'm not going to be here anymore, but here's where you'll go.
Sorry about the boner thing.
Yeah, right. Hope the environment's good with the Lorax and eat your green eggs and ham. Remember when we were kids, we'd eat green eggs and ham? I remember that.
This isn't Turtles All the Way Down.
I don't even know is that a Dr. Seuss book?
No.
Oh. Yeah, I'm good with your answer.
Okay. Well, the places you will go is correct.
Wow.
Yes.
I guess he got more whimsy as he
went.
One
out of two.
Ended on a high note. What were you going to say, Matt, about Dr. Seuss?
Oh, I was just thinking his last book was going to just be Sorry About the Boners.
Oh.
Sorry about the boner thing.
Yeah, those are great questions, Alex. Thank you for bringing those to our attention.
Yes.
No problem. been a lot of fun, guys.
Well, anyone you'd like to give a shout out to? Do you want to say hello to your girlfriend, your golden doodles again, Linus and
Peanut?
Linus and Peanut. Yeah, I'll say hi to my girlfriend, Abby, my my golden doodles, Linus and Peanut. And I'll say happy birthday to my niece, Lily, who I went to her fourth birthday this weekend.
Well, happy birthday, Lily. Well, thank you very much for bringing those questions. This was a bonus for everyone. But if you'd like to get more bonuses, you can go to Patreon and join Alex. That's over at patreon.com/trivialitypodcast. You can get some great perks like posters and curated boxes, as well as over 35 hours of extra audio content. So feel free to join Alex over there and help support the show. And most of you are on The Crop, but if you'd like to hang out with us on social media, go to The Crop on Facebook or at Triviality Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And anything else, guys? It is October, so well,
that was one take Neil right there.
It was with concussion, one take, pretty crazy. But please enjoy your October. Stay safe. If you are trick or treating, be conscious of others and wear a mask. That's under like, your mask.
Be healthy. Wear a mask.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you to Alex, to Jeff and his Spartans football t-shirt. I guess good luck to the Spartans. And Ken and Matt and Alex, my name is Neil. And that was a October bonus and Triviality.
I found that film very erotic. Very erotic. Very erotic. Very erotic. Very erotic.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.